You know, it's now time for our reality check, and joining us today is Honolulu Civil Beat's reporter, Christina Jedra. She takes a closer look at the city's approach to fines and how it's how little it's been willing to settle for. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you've come up with some new examples that I wasn't familiar with, because this has been a long-standing criticism of the administration.
That's right. So the Department of Planning and Permitting has, for a long time, settled with alleged violators for just a percentage of fines. And I thought it was interesting to reexamine it as the city cracks down on short-term vacation rentals, because they'll be imposing fines of thousands of dollars. But it's really likely that those violators will only pay a fraction of their fines, sometimes 10% or less. And ultimately, the city leaves hundreds of thousands of dollars of fine money on the table every year because of this.
And you found a case with a retired Florida attorney running a vacation rental in Kailua.
That's right. This gentleman, Andrew Lippi, who unfortunately I didn't get a chance to talk to, he was running a vacation rental out of Kailua. In 2015, DPP cited him to shut it down. But according to DPP, he continued for over a year. So eventually he racked up $513,000 in fines. Ultimately, he only paid $50,000, or less than 10%, taking advantage of that DPP policy. Doing a little research, I found out that Mr. Lippi is quite wealthy. He just bought an island this year off the Florida Keys for $8 million. And he also owns a mansion resort in Florida that was the set of The Real World on MTV, also a home that he rents out as a short-term vacation rental, funnily enough.
So I imagine the neighbors of this illegal vacation rental were probably livid.
That's right. There was one in particular I talked to who had complained about Lippi to the city for a long time. And he just said, you know, this guy's laughing to the bank. It's the cost of doing business for him to pay $50,000 when he was making money for over a year doing a rental, according to DPP. And so neighbors across the island, see this and feel that people should have to pay up. I spoke with a resident in Pupukea, Denise Antolini, who has opposed a development in her area. That developer, Hanapohaku in Sharks Cove, was cited with $76,000 for alleged illegal grubbing and grading. They only paid about 10%. She just said this is not a deterrent.
And I think that's the frustration. The idea was that this would hopefully be a deterrent, but if there's no enforcement, it just has no teeth.
Right. So that's the argument from neighbors. DPP says actually they feel this is a good system and that it's working. Their argument is that they're about compliance, not punishment, and they really emphasize that they're not a money-making venture. They're not going after people to get every single dollar. And part of the agreement is that the property owner has to fix the violation. So as long as they do that, DPP is willing to kind of accept a much smaller amount of money just to make sure they're in compliance with the law.
I know previous administrations have taken a harder line on this. I remember the former land use and building director, John Whalen. He forced the Palolo Korean Temple to take down part of their tower because they just built too high.
Yeah, each director has a different philosophy, and it's really a system that gives a lot of discretion to the DPP director. So it can kind of go a lot of different ways. Sometimes the rule of thumb has been to settle for 10%. Sometimes it's more than that. Sometimes it's less. The department gives some consideration to folks that might have dementia and have lost control of their property for, mental health reasons or other family circumstances. They have less sympathy for illegal vacation rental owners who are making money.
All right. We'll see what happens with this latest crackdown. Thanks so much, Christina.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Christina Jedra. You can read her report online at civilbeat.org.